You're listening to Atlanta's NPR News Station, 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. City Council President Felicia Moore is Atlanta's second most powerful elected official. She took the seat in January amidst an ongoing federal investigation into City Hall that's netted several bribery indictments of both employees and contractors. Just today, former Deputy Chief of Staff Katrina Taylor Parks pleaded guilty to taking bribes in exchange for cash. Nearly half of the 15 Atlanta City Council members over whom Felicia Moore presides are new to the office. And then there's public policy. With more than 10,000 people moving into the city limits every year, the City Council's oversight of life in Atlanta has to keep up. Council President Moore joins me in the studio now to talk about her first several months in office. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So for people who may not be clear on exactly what your job is as Atlanta City Council President, I would like to start by reading a sentence from an April 2018 AJC article.
Okay.
Quote, "Historically, Atlanta City Council presidents are dismissed as the unglamorous vice presidents of City Hall. Is this an accurate illustration of your current relationship with Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms?"
Well, I can't speak to my relationship with the mayor, how she views it, but I will say that that is not correct. It is based on the president themselves and how they see that role and how they choose to use it. It is set by charter and code what your duties are, but beyond that, you shape it yourself.
In fact, your position used to be called vice mayor before 1974.
We were in the aldermanic system at that time, and it's still sort of that way, but it's not a vice mayor in that you don't necessarily work in coordination with the mayor in running the city, but you certainly, one of the responsibilities, if something happens to the mayor, if the mayor's out of the country, you stand in the ready to help. Or if the mayor is disabled or resigns from office, you would become mayor.
I think that's really helpful for people to understand what the power relationship is, because it's partially collaborative, but also partially oversight.
Exactly. Because I'm on the legislative side of the government, but the president's sort of in that gray area, because at any time, based on circumstances, you can cross over to the executive side. But I am on the legislative side, which is empowered with approval, oversight, responsibilities, check and balance in government.
Does the system currently work with all that's happening in City Hall?
Well, I think the system can work better. I've been on the legislative side. I've always asserted that the council could do more with their oversight responsibility and engaging the executive branch and making sure that we provide check and balance and not necessarily being so much of a rubber stamp to things.
Well, previous members of Atlanta City Council, including yourself, did approve a $40,000 payment from former Mayor Kasim Reed to a charity run by Invest Atlanta, who then reimbursed the city for the mayor and his staff's airfare for a business development trip. Nothing technically illegal was found to have happened. However, you have said that City Council was not aware of this. So how can City Council take a more curious or critical approach?
Well, first of all, you have to have some level of trust in your executive, your chief executive officer being the mayor, that when they present things to you from the administration, that they're presenting them fairly and accurately. We understood as the council that we were appropriating money that the mayor had set aside, that he did not take the raise, and he wanted to give these two different charitable organizations. Partners for Prosperity was exactly that. Its mission was to help with affordable housing and other issues, and that is what we expected that that money would go towards. So after we authorized that, what happened beyond that was not something that any of the council knew about until it came out in revelations in the public.
And we should say Mayor Bottoms has proposed a new online portal where taxpayers and city council members can review city dollars and how they're spent, as well as a new chief transparency officer. Is this enough?
Well, first of all, we've got to get the online transparency checkbook online, and so that we're having some hiccups with that, and I'm looking forward to that. And then in terms of the transparency officer, that legislation is on hold. I'm hopeful that we can take that as well as the open records piece, the integrity piece, and put that together. I really think the council needs to, and this is not a new idea. It was mentioned on the campaign trail. We need to have a chief compliance officer or integrity officer that is not within the mayor's office or the council office, but independent, similar to our ethics office and our auditor, which are set up in the charter, that are governed by a board that is outside of our control.
Well, I think a lot of taxpayers are wondering, why do we have to wait until the FBI comes in to find out all about this stuff?
Well, currently, and this is something that I think many people don't understand, other than an indictment or a subpoena, all of the things that you're seeing that are coming out right now are as a result of investigative news reporting.
All right, let's talk about the media.
Yes, so the media is now being able to get open records requests that they had asked for fulfilled, and they're doing their job and they're reporting things. So that's where a lot of this is coming from. And I think the feds are feeding off of it, the GBI and whoever else. We've got about four or five different entities in doing investigations. So if the media had already asked for this in the previous administration and they didn't get the information, again, one of my mantras was, as a council member, trying to get information and making sure the information was available so that you could review it. Now that the administrations have changed, this administration is now providing information, and now we're beginning to hear those stories. So it's not waiting on someone to do it. You can't do something about something that you can't get access to.
So I understand you correctly. You're saying that the reason that the media is able to access these records is because of the investigation going on.
I'm saying the media is able to access this information now because the Bottoms administration is fulfilling these open records requests that the previous administration did not fulfill.
Atlanta City Council was recently surprised to learn that in 2016, former Mayor Kasim Reed approved a $150,000 payout to fired airport general manager Miguel Southwell without City Council's approval. How can City Council prevent this from happening again?
The council was well aware of $85,000 because that was given to us. It was written in legislation, and the council approved it. We understood that we were helpful with Mr. Southwell's health insurance and helping him to find another job. Because of the abrupt nature of his being fired, I think everybody felt that that was fair. However, in the back of everybody's mind, we wondered if, in fact, there would be some sort of settlement with him, and it never materialized. And I know the media searched far and wide trying to determine there's got to be more to this, but no one was able to determine it. It was never said to us, and we still would not know about it but for the investigative reporting of the media when they were going through the millions and millions of documents that were released, that were given, and they found that one piece of paper.
And to be clear, as of this recording right now, we still don't know if anything illegal happened. It's still extremely mysterious.
We don't know where the money came from or if it was paid, and if so, where that money came from. Did it come from city coffers or did it come from outside City Hall? We're not sure.
How is City Hall going to find out?
Well, I mean, the council can certainly open its own investigation. I don't know, but I believe that some of this may be a part of the federal investigation as well. Perhaps that will help ferret out where the money went to, because they certainly have better access to bank accounts and that kind of thing where they can sort of follow the money and perhaps see where it went.
To your knowledge, are federal investigators or state and local investigators investigating City Council?
To my knowledge, I'm not aware that they're investigating City Council. There's the rumor mill and then there's the truth. So the rumor mill would be that, you know, all of us are under some suspicion, but I don't know that they are investigating any council members per se, and I certainly hope not.
Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.